Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the sports doctor, Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by Lower Extremity Review and MVP Parent Magazines, Global Schoolwear, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, and the UK Health Radio Network. Quick shout out, Bruce Merrin, a legend in the PR world. Bruce Merrin, celebritiespeakers.com. His first sports people were Jackie Robinson and Muhammad Ali, and the guy represented Elvis Presley. It's exciting to be involved with him. We got a great doubleheader today. Steve Thurston, he's one of our fave guests from way back, former program director. Now he's the director of Edwards Elmhurst Health and Fitness Centers. And then the speed doctor, Robert Esme, former Canadian Olympic gold medalist, sprinter, and speaker, co-founder of critique.com. And then some Bob Guide of Wisdom, your emails. Steve Thurston, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, Doc, thanks for having me. I was thinking back my fourth or fifth appearance on your show. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me back.
I was just going to ask you, again, if people go to sportsdoctorradio.com, it goes back 8-9 years. They can probably catch you a few times. I can't remember when you were first on, Steve. I think if a couple of shows we did, one of the famous institutions in the country, Edwards Health, and now Edwards Elmhurst Health and Fitness. I remember sitting around a table 100 years ago with Bob Guida, some others, speaking to the doctors and the movers and shakers, wondering if a fitness club would really, really be something that would be an asset to the hospital. It's amazing to see. Steve, tell us a little bit about Edwards Health Elmhurst and your background back when you were program director up to now where you're the director.
Sure. So Edward Elmer's Health and Fitness is a full-service health and fitness center. We do general health and fitness for the mainstream population. But being part of a hospital, we also offer significant medically-based fitness programming. So my background is in kinesiology. Studied kinesiology at University of Illinois. Was debating a career in physical therapy. Midway through my career, I decided I wanted to take more of a business approach to the health and fitness world. So I graduated from the program there and went right into a management and supervisory role with the company here. And that was back in 2001. And what drew me here is that it was part of a hospital. So ultimately, we could offer medically based programs. Not only general fitness programs, but especially
as we see the importance of exercise and all aspects of everybody's life is such a big part of the new medicine. And the fact that there was hospital-based, all sorts of legitimacy was added to the personal training side. And I remember you guys were one of the beginners with the children's fitness center. You have a whole children's area, which was, pretty brand new. When was the fitness center open, Steve? I don't remember.
1997, yeah.
Okay. And, of course, I've been doing foot screenings at the Woodridge Fitness Center, got me 20 years on and off. Steve was always a big part of helping promote some of those different things in so many ways. So again, the hospital-based fitness. Now, what's amazing, Steve, the pandemic, it's exploded everything in so many ways in so many areas. But Edwards has really, really bounced back. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So, being part of the community, as soon as we were able to open back up, we did. And we welcomed our members in. We had hospital sanitation protocols in place. We were able to socially distance because we are a large facility. We spaced out our machines, and we really did a great job getting people back into our club and be able to really take advantage of the things that they missed during the shutdown. A lot of people weren't ready to come back, so they came back when they were ready and, you know, essentially did what they missed, their favorite class, their aqua class, their peers, the camaraderie piece that was kind of taken away during the COVID shutdown months. It was really nice to see people's faces back in club, and being part of a hospital, we made them feel safe and welcome as soon as the numbers allowed us to do so.
Was one of the great challenges, Steve. We talked about it when I had you on last time. So it was around or talking to you personally, where we talked about the incredible irony of the fact that the fitness clubs, because of the proximity of people and all of that, were had to be shut down, had to be really, really, really limited. At the same time, we all knew that one of the biggest weapons we had for people's immune systems and their general health and resistance is exercise. So, it's just been a tremendous challenge in that particular area, and it's great to see it coming back. You know, you also have all sorts of kids, high school, and also the different sports programs. I see, Carol Titak is back as the medical fitness director, and she was part of your sports performance program between her great soccer player daughter and some of the other young athletes that you see there.
Yeah, absolutely. Carol's a vital member of our team. We do have a very diverse team, but everyone has their own little niche and expertise. Carol's role for us is to help liaise between the physicians and general public, getting the patients that need our fitness services the most into our club. She's been doing a great job for us, and that program is really starting to take off.
Big area. It's always been a very, very important area. For example, was the movement from the physician to physical therapy. You and I talked about the important movement from physical therapy to personal training and that particular connection. And now again, even better overall connection where you're talking about that the whole medical community, and there's so many different areas that really, really benefits of diabetes, the explosion we've seen, all sorts of neuromuscular problems. Heart patients, it's endless. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go over to radio shows, you go back years, international guests, national guests, local guests, myriads of topics, including and involving sports medicine, fitness, wellness, a lot of what I call the mental game. We talk so much sports psychology and youth. Sports psychology. If you go to newspaper articles and magazines, you can see an array of topics, array of articles we've written over the years. A lot of excitement with MVP Parent Magazine, the quarterly, with my the Sports Doctors In column, as well as celebrating the 15th year Lower Extremity Review Magazine. We're talking Steve Thurston. He is the director, Edwards Elmhurst Health and Fitness. What are some of the areas, Steve, that you guys offer as program director? I would imagine you know them all. What are some of the different areas that the club provides in health and fitness?
Sure. So general fitness is, of course, one of our areas of expertise. The general public is more than welcome to come here and work out. If it exists in the industry, we pretty much do it. And the next sector would be the medically based sector that I've already spoken to a little bit. We've got people that specialize in people that are going through cancer treatment, post cancer or during cancer treatment. Exercise and mental health and wellness is a crucial part of that. So being able to incorporate exercise and an appropriate exercise program is something that we can provide. People with multiple sclerosis, people with Parkinson's, people with arthritis, all of the diseases of aging, we do offer a little bit of something for everyone. And we have staff members that are specialized and have subspecialties in those little areas to give a product that's top-notch and that we can stand behind as part of a hospital.
You know, you also, over the years, have really integrated well, Steve, the whole mind-body world, the yoga, the meditations, the attention, again, to the whole mind aspect of reducing stress. You know, it's funny, when I talk on the Sports Doctor, Steve, about the new medicine, I've always mentioned the new medicine is number one being eat smarter. Yeah, number two was to keep moving. It's your choice what you want to be doing. But big time, number three is reducing stress. This is such a big deal for our youth, for our parents and our grandparents. So, mind, body, you know, 5-10 years ago was a tough sell.
Sure.
As far as integrating into the health club. I thought you guys were real innovators in that regard.
And I would agree with you, and I appreciate that, Dr. Weil. So, you know, the mind-body connection is very integral with how you manage your stress and how you deal with day-to-day life. And mindfulness, just being aware of how you react to different things, is part of the battle. So classes in mindfulness and meditation and how to incorporate yoga or other meditative-type responses to those stressors is a great way to combat it and also ward off the negative effects that stress does have on the overall human body. So very important,
you know, Steve,
very important, big picture.
10, 15, 20 years ago, medicine didn't know how to spell the word mindfulness, let alone integrate it into the overall wellness of particular individuals. What are some of the give me the website, Steve. People could find out all about the programs and the facilities.
Sure. www.eehealth.org. And you can navigate the overall system website and see all of the mind, body, wellness, fitness, everything we are offering.
You know, Steve, for years, 20 years, give or take a few weeks, I featured and talked about the challenges of obesity and childhood obesity. Tremendous progress, tremendous awareness, yet we're still treading water, let alone diabetes. This whole obesity plague, of course, the magnified dramatically by the pandemic. But, you know, you have a children's program. You guys pay big attention to that side of it. Talk about some of the ages and some of the programs you guys have for the kids.
Sure. So, yeah, we do offer extensive children's programs. And you know, really just getting the kids used to coming to a fitness environment. It's not necessarily
right.
Just
you're not babysitting.
Yeah, not just babysitting, but letting them come and have free play and do semi organized, not true organized sport, but you know, free play that is you know, soccer or basketball, but it's more like a open play concept that gets them used to coming and moving. And when mom and dad say, hey, we're going to go to the fitness center, they get excited about it. They'll be able to come. We also have an extensive children's aquatics program. So obviously it's always important to have your children learn how to swim just from a child, you know, water safety perspective. But then it's also a great fitness tool. So that's another great program that we do offer. And the age ranges for our aquatics program, we got classes that are, you know, our diaper dippers go all the way up through our tsunami program, which takes them all the way up to the pre-high school years. So as these kids start to love swimming and turn into high school swimmers, we still coach them. So,
hey, you know, quick shout out, Cindy Eggemeyer. Was your CEO how many years in the beginning or whatever? She was on my show numerous times.
Yeah,
so
she was
Cindy,
our executive director for 21 years consecutive, and she retired at the end of 2021. And we gave her hats off to her tremendous career and high achieving here. So,
lots of cards. I can't. Yes, it was over the 21 years. How have the schools cooperated? For example, the pediatric community. With the fact of how important, you know, I argued over the years, Steve, against the school stopping PE. Remember those days when PE was under all sorts of criticism and whatever? We found out nothing's more important for the development of these kids. How's the cooperation been between the medical community, pediatrics, but as well as schools and park districts?
So, I mean, as part of our community involvement and being part of the community and ingrained in the community, we are constantly working with park districts and local charities, local sponsors, local school districs. We sponsor the Healthy Driven Edward Elmhurst Half Marathon and 5K. That's coming up here in September. So community involvement at all levels is definitely part of what we do.
Yeah, your running director, your running director involved with all the marathon and the running programs over at Edwards?
Yeah, so we have a personal trainer who's our specialist, Lori Lassiter. And she's
Lori's been a frequent
six world marathons.
Yeah. Hey, who's in your world over there who hasn't been on the Sports Doctor, Steve? Is one of the questions we might be looking for regarding just, you know, against them. So many talented individuals. You know, then again, you know, quickly, you know, you're right next door to the skating rink. And, you know, the 2010 Men's Olympic gold medalist, Evan Lysacek, I put orthotics in his skates when he was 10 years old. We were in and out of Edwards' facility when you guys were involved with some of the different figure skaters on and off for years. So we also found a place to send the best top kids could really benefit, again, whether they're a great runner and they're under Laurie's supervision or you got Carol talking to all these soccer teams when it came again to, you know, doing the two things young athletes, their parents and coaches care about. The big one being, can we prevent injuries? Stay out of trouble. And the other is, we're indicated, you know, enhancing performance in that regard. So I would imagine, do you miss your program direction, Dave, Steve? You're probably too busy.
I am busy. It's not too busy to miss it. But I do have the ability to talk with our multifaceted team, and now the reach that I can have.
Great team. I knew the time would fly.
Being able to build a team, that's really great. So
yes, it's a great team. Steve, give me the website again quickly. People can go to find out all about the programs.
www.eehealth.org.
Thank you, Steve Thurston, the director of Edwards Elmhurst Health and Fitness. Hold on, Steve. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his three decades of publishing
We just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. The trials and tribulations of live radio biting us. I don't know where Robert Esme is. If he pops in, we will, of course, bring him in. We'll have to discuss some other things. By the way, you know, one of our favorite guests, Yogi Berra's granddaughter, Lindsay Berra, just announced that the documentary on Yogi has been picked up and now will be, I think, well, widely distributed. So we're very, very excited. Of course, the famous Yogi Berra Museum in New Jersey and their teaching organization and their outreach organization, it really, really is something. And Lindsay was so excited. She, of course, in her own right, was an ESPN sports writer. Wrote for Men's Magazine, and where I met her. She was doing an article on one of our favorite guests, Gary Reinel, the Iceman, the man who wrote the revolutionary book, Iced. And she was doing a feature article on him and the reality that ice doesn't really help anything. It retards healing. It's great for numbing. This was revolutionary 5-6 years ago when he wrote the book. And then somehow when I saw that article, I had contacted Lindsay. So it's been very, very exciting to see what's going on with that documentary, as well as our excitement continues with the documentary that I'm so involved with, Where Our Children Play, the Challenge of Youth Sports, created by Chesapeake Films co-founder Joel Franco. And it would have been out already. The pandemic really, really got in the way of so many things, to say the least. And when we had discussions years ago regarding the whole world of youth sports, and as everybody who listens to the Sports Doctor knows, that the group of individuals that we've dealt with over the years, so many areas of youth sports, iSport 360, the great app for parents and coach communication, the National Alliance of Youth Sports had celebrated their 40th year of coaching coaches and working with park districts, working with the military families, organizations in so many different areas, Balanced Excellence, the great group, with Vijay Stanley, Working with Parents in Sports. I always love that title, with our friend Gordon McClelland in England. So everybody knows we've been talking in so many different areas of youth sports. And Joel, who's a sports dad himself, a couple of kids play soccer. This past summer, he was in Spain with one of his sons, playing and really, really having a fantastic experience. And Joe was very, very upset with a lot of the negative things that were going on in youth sports, ranting, raving parents, the overuse injuries, the abuse, the craziness, scheduling, the expenses, and really wanted to look to make a difference and expose it. Then he got involved on the Sports Doctor. Probably had him on the show, I bet you, half a dozen more times following the progress. And what's an interesting story is when I was first interested and learned about his project, and initially it was called Youth Sports, the Film, and he was talking about, you know, Doc, this is like a $15 billion a year business. This is big business. And over the past 3 years, as we've been developing and working with some of our different expertise, and there's examples out about the documentary, a short, a little film versions. And, you know, 2 years ago, he said, you know, it's a $16, $17 billion a year business that he was talking about. And now as we're talking, you know, Doc, it's a $20 billion a year business. Point is, it's big, big business. And we want to make it as safe as possible. And again, the Sports Doctor's relationship was the positive sides also. You know, 4 years ago, we published the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. My famous co-author, Sharky Zartman, Hall of Fame volleyball player and coach, beach volleyball national team member. And we published the book because of the epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries, mentally and physically. You know, the just too much, too aggressive. I call it the terrible twos. Again, we were doing too much too soon. We're too aggressive. We're over, but you know, to the point where there, you know, became Tommy John elbow surgery on 14, 15-year-old pitchers, and knee surgery on 14, 15-year-old kids with all these knee ligament injuries. So we've paid big attention. And now the title, again, Where Our Children Play, the Challenge of Youth Sports. We really, really talk about a lot of the positive things that are going on, starting with paying attention to the importance of the kids. We just watched the Little League World Series. Hey, you know, my hometown Little League baseball team that I was on, 1958, Long Island, Crown Village, they made it to the World Series. Now, they lost the first two games. They got eliminated. The first game, they lost the eventual champions from Honolulu. But what a thrill it was. And, you know, there were all sorts of different discussions over the years. Is it good to expose these kids, you know, television for 2 weeks and all these pressures and on the coaches as well as the families that but there was, you know, Little League, you know, 10, 15 years ago, woke up one day and realized 30, 40% of the kids weren't re-signing up. They weren't having fun. There was too much pressure. So these are these important areas, physical side, like it again in my book, in the where the sections of the book are Sports Parenting 101 by Sharky Zartman. All aspects, coaching, parenting, levels, etc. Part two of the book, The Sports Doctor's In, Overuse Injuries, Paying Attention to Concussions, aspects of what's the best shoe, what about orthotics, what type of exercise is really, really important. Third section is Ask the Experts. We have experts in nutrition, in physical training, in sports psychology, in parenting, in psychiatry, in coaching, contributing. And then the last section of the book, I call it Parents' Perspectives, where we have a half a dozen parents of young athletes sharing their thoughts and challenges, ups and downs with parenting youth athletes. And you know what's amazing? I don't want to brag. Yes, I do. Almost all of the experts and parents have either been radio guests of the Sports Doctor or parents and or of some of our orthotics patients over the years in sports podiatry. So it is a very, very big topic. It continues to be a very, very big topic. You know, one of the chapters in the book is called The Prodigy Sports. And we want doctors, therapists, coaches, parents, we want kids to play multiple sports.
And ironically, it's the most successful way to get to the highest levels, whether it's the Gold Cup women's soccer team, whether it's professional tennis and other kinds of sports. Many, many, many of these champions played multiple sports and didn't specialize till they were 14, 15, 16 years old. Now we see in the prodigy sports, think gymnastics, think dance, ballet, think figure skating, and tennis and soccer, volleyball, swimming. We're very talented kids, more talented they are as they're 10, 11, 12, 13 years old. They're very, very attracted to, almost pushed towards specializing in that individual sport. It runs into a topic we've labeled repetitive motion injuries. Think of the tennis player who's swinging a racket 1,000 times a week. The pitcher who's throwing so many pitches, the volleyball hitter who's again hitting with their shoulder again and again and again and again. My famous colleague, and you'll hear more about him in our next segment, Bob Guida, one of the world's greatest. He just celebrated a birthday in heaven a couple of days ago. Happy birthday, Bob. He would make a big deal out of strengthening the opposites of the muscles being used in sports. Most, again, importantly, when we were talking prodigy sports and we were doing the same thing every day, you know, 100 figure skating jumps a week, you know, ballet, all these tremendous pressures on these areas. And he would say, strengthen the brakes, all the muscles and tendons and systems that slow down the momentum of someone swinging the bat. That allows you to come down. We used to have all sorts of jump training before people knew how to spell the term, where we had a room in Sports Performance and Rehab Institute where the floor was cut out. It was about a foot and a half down to a padded surface and then 2 feet down for athletes to practice landing and landing with stability and paying attention to all of these different systems. The better your son or daughter is, the more talented they are, the more pressure many times that we're dealing with. You know, I talk so much. I told them I'd brag about him forever, the 2010 Men's Olympic gold medalist, Evan Lysacek, figure skater. And I am going to finish that story, him and his mom, in the next segment. It's the Sports Doctor. Robert, we miss you. We'll have to get you back. Let's see. You know, the speed doctor. But, you know, again, live radio, good luck to us. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip, because nothing's better.
Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hey, everybody, we are back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Somehow we had a mix-up. Robert Esme, the Canadian Olympic 96 4x100 Olympic gold medalist, and his critique.com organization. I'm part of it. Tremendous education. I think he just celebrated Sudbury, Canada. His 25th anniversary. I might have the country wrong, but we'll try to get him back. And he was on a couple of months ago. So who knows with live radio? You know, I wanted to follow up with the last segment when we were again about youth sports, talking about the pressure on these kids. The more talented your son or daughter is, whatever the sport is, the more pressure there is to push and sometimes to overpush. And when Evan Lysacek was 10 years old when I first saw him, 9 and a half, 10 years old. He was ready, very, very special, winning, you know, these novice championships. Put orthotics in his skates. He was like 10 years old. He skated his whole career in the orthotics. 2010, he was the gold medalist. He was the best in the world. And I think you find it on the website still, but a month or so after the Olympics, I had his wonderful mom, Tanya, on the radio. Because we were talking about this particular topic, these subjects, you know, where, you know, whose goal is it? Is it so much parental pressure because dad played football and your son's supposed to play and all of these things we're all very familiar with? So I said to Tanya, you know, how did you know that, because again, she was always there with him with the visits and the late Don, his wonderful dad, was too busy to be there all the time. Later on, we saw him at a lot of competitions, but in the office for medical supervision was Tanya. And I said, Tanya, how'd you know that it was Evan's goal? And, it, you know, you weren't pushing him. It wasn't yours. She said, you know, Dr. Weil, Evan sometimes had ice time at 6:30 in the morning, and I never had to wake the kid up. You know, there he was in the car with his gloves on and his hat ready to go. And I said, you know, Tanya, if I was writing a novel, I couldn't come up with a better reason than that. And again, when we're talking with sports parents, and again, we're talking about these kinds of pressures, and it was a horrible situation, but a day or two before, you know, Joel Franco, again, the creator and producer of, and there are trailers available for Where Our Children Play, Challenge of the film, The Challenge of Youth Sports, a day or two before he was coming on last month, there was an incident in Texas where a ninth grade aged football game and the coach was killed, was shot and killed because of an altercation and a hassle with a parent in some way, shape, or form. And so it just put an incredible cloud, to say the least, over our discussion of the good changes and the positive changes. And it was a tremendous reminder. I use the term many times, the ranting, raving patient, or rather parent, on the sidelines. And I use the term Svengali coaches. And again, Sharkey talks about that in her section of hashtag Hey Sports Parents, where we're talking about sometimes these way, way overzealous coaches. And sometimes, again, even the medical abuse. We're all very, very familiar for that nightmare in the world of gymnastics and these kinds of abuses. And experts I've had on the radio talking about food disorders, eating disorders, professionals working with these kids, social workers, psychologists, you know, what do you mean you're 5 pounds overweight? There are these kinds of challenges to these kids who might be in these aesthetic sports like ballet or dance, figure skating, where, you know, weight might be a big, big issue. So I want to mention again the late great sports psychologist, my colleague for years, another med professor like Bob Guida, Jim Vickery. Jim shared my radio show in the early 90s for about 3 years. We call it the sports doctors, in plural. And he, as a psychologist and as a sports psychologist back in the 80s, he was with Northwestern, he was with the prison system, he was with the White Sox and some other organizations. And he couldn't even use the title of word psychology. Psychology scared people. What do you mean psychology? You're telling me something's wrong with me? He was a performance enhancement consultant. Great title. I used to drag him along. We would talk to Little League parents when my son Adam was playing Little League, my daughter soccer. We would have our lectures, and I would be talking to parents about what's the best shoe and what about foot injuries and should you have ice and what do you need to take with you and you need these lines of communication and what's the role of orthotics, et cetera, et cetera. And often Jim Vickery would come along and talk about the mental side, talk about the importance of the child-parent relationship. He'd have a couple of real bullets. And his first big bullet was for sports parents. Don't be a critic. If the coach is a critic, and even that might be too overbearing on occasion, your child doesn't need your criticism after a game on the ride home. Not good. If you don't have something good to say, don't say it. Be positive for your son or daughter's effort. Be positive that they show up and they're on the team and they're a teammate. And he'd make also a very big deal for sports parents to be a good listener, to be on that side of it. Are you having fun? How's it going? How's your relationship with your coach? You know, my friends at iSport360, Ian Goldberg, that great sports app, which is so involved in so many different areas, player evaluation, player development. But in the beginning, and he's been on my show who knows how many times, Ian would talk so much about that communication. He's another one who's a sports dad. That's where most get these parents really, really get involved in some way, shape, or form. They want to take part. They want to live. Boy, do I miss that, the coaching and going to the games and those kinds of things. Every parent who's been through that can hear me. And the understanding, again, of being a good listener and paying big attention and to get feedback from your kids. Again, don't be a critic. Have positive energy. Pay attention. If there's injuries, if there's been a history of injuries, pay attention. See that physical therapist. See that podiatrist. Is your son or daughter in the right shoe? These are the things. Again, this is right as we're talking at the beginning of school sports. I want to wish everybody a successful, safe season. I'll expand on it more in the Sports Doctors in it. The Sports Doctor.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with ZeroZilchZip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit ZeroZilchZip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctors In segment where we preview some upcoming guests. We answer some emails. and we talk about various important topics. Again, a quick shout out to our missing second guest, Robert Esme, the Canadian Olympic gold medalist, the sprinter. I don't know what happened. Sometimes it's time zone, other kinds of situations when it's live. We'll get him back. Again, the speed doctor. So great shows coming up. As always, great guests. One of our faves, Lou Vickery, an author of like 15 books. Lou played professional baseball for the Yankees and Cardinals. He was a pitcher. His pitching coach with the Yankees was Whitey Ford. One of his recent books was Winning the Head Game, the Key to Elite Athletic Status, with Coach Sonny Smith from Auburn. So Lou had a radio show called Lou in the Morning out in the Florida, Alabama, Panhandle area. And we had a sports doctors in segment for 3 years where once a month I'd show up and we would talk about a lot of what we were mentioning about youth sports. So we're excited about him coming back. Then Diana Howells. Diana is expertise in learning how to produce good visual aids of your athlete, your son or daughter athlete looking for a scholarship, various aspects of that whole side of things is a real art. So we're excited about learning all about that. The following week is an exciting guest, Dr. Joe Mooney. He is for 40 years the neurosurgeon with the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're going to really get some insight on the history and metamorphosis of the whole world of concussions and neuroscience. And then the financial side of some of this, Victoria Rader, when she mentioned to me that, you know, Dr. Bob, did you know that 75% of professional athletes 5 years later are broke? You know about some of these challenges for parents of scholarship athletes or aspiring college athletes? Or all these, affording the videos that we're just talking about. Very, very interesting topic. Guida, Bob Guida, my dear late friend. Just yesterday, I would have been his 82nd birthday. And the Guida Wisdom, Bob Guida Wisdom segment. We're going to celebrate his birthday. You know, Bob made such a big deal out of balance. And he created a whole system involving balance. And what we ended up calling, and me subtitling, instability training. Create instability. I make a big deal out of this topic in my book where we talk about the two essential exercises that should be included for your son or daughter athlete, no matter their age or their sport or their level. And we talk about another thing with Guida, which is the rubber band, strengthening those feet and ankles. But the second thing is working on balance. One of Bob's incredible pieces of equipment was the oscillating balance beam. It was like a gymnastics beam, but it had rollable ends. And the athlete would walk 1 foot at a time, 1 foot in front of the other, and really have to balance and be challenged. And they could be a rehabilitating disability patient, or they could be the members of the Olympic volleyball team, or it was McEnroe, or Jim McMahon of the Bears walking that balance beam, the mini trampoline, the balance boards, the tilt boards. This is terrific. That's why I'm so excited about the sand dune. A tremendous piece of equipment that really, really creates all of these challenges, but it brings in that gripping power to the feet, what we call the intrinsic muscles, like you're on the beach. So whether you're 6 or 86, including instability training, again, if your son or daughter's in a sport and they're balancing on a mini tram while you're playing catch and they're moving in different areas and they're working on some of those tilt boards, and they are, again, standing on 1 foot, doing partial squats, creating instability. What's interesting, because, you know, sometimes it looks like somebody's standing still, the strong board for balance is a tremendous piece of spring balancing equipment. If you put sensors on the body, light up with muscle activity, and you create instability, every muscle and stabilizer you own will light up. Everything is incorporated. So again, training the systems that surround the joints, strengthening them, strengthening the stability and balance part of it, coming down from a rebound. Again, running around the bases, flying around a tennis court. All of these sports, whatever they happen to be, doing double and triple jumps and figure skating, all involve that crucial element. And, you know, it's interesting. I wrote a book, my co-author of Hashtags, Hey Sports Parents, Sharky Zartman, Empowered Aging. I wrote a chapter, and I said that a balance, life is a balancing act, the title. And in a way, I was being cute. We all know that life is a balancing act, to say the least. But I was talking about, again, this side of it, whether it was an 85-year-old that we were trying to prevent falling, or it was that 13, 14-year-old top athlete. Instability training, Bob. Happy birthday. Phil asked in an email, what is special about the sand dune? I just talked about it. Sand-like resistance. It's just a tremendous piece. If you go to Sand Dune Stepper on Instagram, you will see from children to the best athletes in the world to disability people really, really benefiting. You know, my first guest, the Matt Dahl, the creator of the Sand Dune, sent out about two dozen units to people that I recommended. Steve Thurston at the time with Edwards, Elmhurst Health and Fitness, got one. They still use it. Jerry says, you talk so much about that theme song, the foot bones connected to the ankle bone, connected to the knee bone. Jerry, yes, I do. The feet affect everything else. So one of the things we want people to be aware of, again, whether you're a sports parent, whether you're a weekend warrior, whether you're a pro, is if you have chronic, persistent, recurring lower extremity problems, your back, your hips, your knees. It could be arthritis in those areas if you're a senior. It could be imbalances. Foot mechanics are involved. Being in the best shoe. Orthotics. You really want to include podiatry because orthotics can be magic because the feet affect all these areas above. 50% of the young girls I've seen over the years in sports are knee problems. And I'm a sports foot specialist. See you next week, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor.